From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and the Saudi king signed agreements today that will forge a partnership between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia worth $110 billion. Earlier, President Trump was presented with the highest civilian honor Saturday during a meeting at the royal court in Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh. President Trump also spoke about the second stop on his 9-day trip abroad, Israel, during his weekly address.
Israel is an important American ally, but in recent years, we haven't always treated them that way. It's time to renew our friendship. While I'm there, I'll also meet with President Abbas of the Palestinian Authority in Bethlehem to discuss ways to advance peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
Some observers find Mr. Trump's visit to the Middle East surprising in wake of his America First rhetoric and campaign statements calling for a Muslim ban backed by subsequent orders attempting to limit travel from 6 Muslim-majority countries. Saudi Arabia was not named in the travel bans. Mr. Trump will also visit Europe. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says former FBI Director James Comey has agreed to testify publicly about Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Meantime, the New York Times reported President Trump told Russian officials earlier this month that Trump said Comey's firing had eased pressure on him regarding the Russia probe. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said there was never any attempt to interfere in the investigation. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.